Coast Radio News for Friday, March 5th, 2021. I'm George Henry. After a couple of years back at the helm, Chuck Trent says it's time to step back and bring in a new CEO to head the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County. Trent says after a thorough search, they found the person the board believes can take them forward. Josiah Pleasant recently moved here from Alaska to take over the position as CEO Executive Director of the club.
Josiah is really a humble young man, and that was one of the things that I was so impressed with when we were doing the initial interviews.
Trent says the board went through an exhaustive process that included four rounds of interviews before making the selection. Pleasant says he's looking forward to making a difference, not just in the club, but in the community.
For me, this is an opportunity to step forward and bless this community and work with this community in a dynamic way.
Trent says the club is in a good place even through the pandemic, but they look forward to getting more time with the kids as things ease up around the state's restrictions on COVID-19. Four Oregon hotels, including one in Florence, will pay the price after overcharging customers that were affected by wildfires. According to a Justice Department report, the La Chateau Inns in Florence, along with Capital Inn and Suites in Salem, Roadway Inn Willamette River in Corvallis, and the Days Inn in Roseburg, will pay fines totaling $105,600. Le Chateau will have to reimburse customers and pay a fine of $21,600 to the state. Governor Brown had instituted an executive order back in September to crack down on businesses that would take advantage of people displaced by wildfires. Another executive order last March went into effect regarding essential consumer goods during the COVID-19 pandemic. After eight cases were reported earlier this week, there have been no new cases of COVID-19 in the Florence area. For the second day in a row, Lane County has also reported minimal new cases of the coronavirus. There were 18 cases, as reported by the Oregon Health Authority in its daily briefing. Likewise, the state reported 392 new cases. A glitch in the Lane County system that reports daily numbers has been repaired. For 3 days, the Tableau website had not been allowing access of the daily reportings to viewers, but the OHA says that has been repaired. The Oregon Health Authority also reports the state has received a total of 1,341,775 doses of COVID-19 vaccines, and thus far has administered 1,043,809 of those doses. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, March 5th, 2021.